Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Do you realize that it's impossible to live without getting angry? You see, it's a natural God-created emotion. And this is why Paul wrote, "Be angry and yet do not sin." To deny this emotion in others and ourselves can lead to some serious psychological, spiritual, even physical problems. In actuality, I grew up in an environment where I came to believe that angry feelings were inappropriate, even sinful. You see, my late father, although a wonderful, loving, and caring man, tended to be passive. I don't remember him really losing his temper, although he faced situations that would cause the average man to explode. I came to admire that quality. But I later found out that Dad often repressed his negative feelings. Like so many people, he was definitely angry inwardly, and in retrospect, I now recognize his passive-aggressive behavior. As a young boy who loved his father, I naturally personalized his approach in handling my own anger. I learned to repress my feelings, just like my dad did, and consequently, I too developed some passive-aggressive tendencies. For example, I used the silent treatment. Frankly, I didn't really understand this dynamic in my life until I was in my 20s. I had to relearn how to handle anger, especially in my marriage. You see, when we're angry and we use the silent treatment with our spouses, that is in reality sinful anger. What about you? Perhaps like my dad and me, you've denied that you felt these emotions. The great challenge is to learn how to express these emotions without violating the will of God. As Paul said, we're to be angry and yet not to sin. Think about that great biblical truth.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, go to BiblePrinciples.org.